Good morning once again to all of you listeners. Welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. For our inspiration this morning, I would like to read in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14. And there are two places where this phrase is mentioned here, and it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." And then it's towards the end of the chapter, he repeats that same phrase. And so let's kind of go over a little bit between those two phrases and see why he's telling us that we should not let our hearts be troubled. And in the first verse, he says, "You believe in God, believe also in me." A lot of people say they believe in God, and but they don't believe in the Lord Jesus as the Son, as the Savior. It's lots of other religions that do that. They just think he's just a prophet. Well, to us, he's a Savior. But then there are other people that say they believe in God, but they don't manifest that they are following Jesus. So, in other words, they are also not believing in him. Then he continues in verse 2. It says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know." So to backtrack a little bit, this is a time where it was towards the end of Jesus' ministry, and I believe they had the feet washing and the Last Supper, and he's telling them what's going to happen, and they're kind of perplexed. They don't quite understand it. Peter, in the previous chapter, towards the end there, it says that Peter, when Jesus said he was where he's going, they can't follow him. And he says he's going to, and Peter says he's going to lay his life down for him. And of course, we know what Jesus told him. So, yeah, so they're not quite understanding it and not quite grasping what Jesus is talking about. And so in this chapter, he's assuring them. And then Thomas says to him, he says, that he tells Jesus, "We know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way?" Then Jesus just tells him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him." So the simple answer to that is that he says Jesus is the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. So that applies to us also. If we say we believe in God, and then Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. If we want to come to the Father, that it has to be by Jesus. And then Philip then says, "Show us the Father," and it says, "And it will satisfy us." And Jesus says, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake." So Jesus' assurance is that he says that the Father and him are one, and that if you believe in the Father, if you believe in him, then you know the Father. It says the words that he speaks, they are not of himself, but they are from the Father who dwells in him. Continues in verse 12. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." So Jesus is another assurance there, is that he's going, but whatever we we ask in his name, he will do so that the Father may be glorified. And he repeats it again. He said, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. So that's the big if there, and that's where we find and people that say they believe in God, but they don't do the commands of God, then they don't love the Lord Jesus. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And so there again, it's very reassuring that even though he was leaving, he was not going to leave them alone. And that stands up to this day, that we are not alone. The Comforter that he said was going to leave, that the Father was going to send, he is the Spirit of truth. It says the world cannot receive him because they don't know him. But he tells the apostles, but you know him because he dwells in you and he shall be in you. So we should not feel like we're comfortless, because he says it right here. It says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And this is verse 19 where it says, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And he's still living. Jesus rose again and is still living, and it's because he lives that we can live, that we can have eternal life. Then he goes on, And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. So there's a lot right there that if we love him, then we need to keep his commandments. And those that keep his commandments love him, and they will be loved by the Father also. It continues in verse 23, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. So again, he's telling them, if a man loves him, he will keep his words, and that's same today. If we love him, we will keep his words, and then the Father will love us, and the Father and the Son will come and make our abode with us. But those that don't love him, they don't keep his words; they're not obedient. And verse 26, he says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So there again, it's the assurance is that the Comforter is coming. He was going to send it for them at that time, which now we have the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, and that the Father had sent, and he teaches us all things. He brings us to remembrance of what the things that Jesus taught, and so when we study the Word of God and we ask the Holy Spirit to teach us and to grow our understanding, he does, because that's what he was sent to do. So then in 27 he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So that's very precious there, that this peace that he has left with the apostles and with us, that he gives to everyone that accepts it. he's still offering it to the world. But he says it's not like the peace that the world gives. And I can't help think of the right now with the war in Ukraine, how everyone is wants peace. They would like peace so that the killing could stop. And but that peace, even if there was peace, it's not the lasting peace. It's not this peace that he's offering here. This peace that just soothes the soul and soothes the body when you are obedient and accept the Lord's will and doing His will. It's a peace that is beyond understanding, and the world doesn't understand that because that's not the kind of peace that they offer. Then this verse ends by saying, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So that was Jesus' assurance through all this. He says, if you know Him, you know the Father. And he, even though He's going, He's sending the Holy Ghost, Comforter. And then He ends up by telling them that this they will have this peace, that He's going to leave them. And they should not have their hearts afraid or troubled. So I hope that was encouraging to you, and encouraging that we should not allow our hearts to be troubled, or not to let it be afraid, but to trust in these words that Jesus spoke, and to believe it, and to be obedient and willingly serve the Lord. So may you have a blessed day. Thank you.